The cage sentry had not left his post in all this hubbub. He carried the door keys in his belt. Johnny pulled the keys out of the guard's belt. There was a ripple of excited questioning from people, one to another, and then tense silence. Turl took the opportunity to roar ferociously. The compound commander started to rush forward, but found himself halted by the huge hand of Colonel Ivan, who had simply leaned down from his horse. The colonel wanted no extra bodies in a field of fire. The other Cossacks fanned out abruptly. There was the sharp clatter of assault rifle bolts being cocked, and four rifles were leveled at Turl in the cage. Some Scots sprinted to the roofs of the old Chinko quarters, and the rush of running feet was replaced by the snicks of rifles being cocked and leveled on Turl. The crowd surged back away from the barriers. Johnny heard the rifle bolts. He turned, speaking in a normal voice, for it was now quiet except for the roaring of Turl.
A bullet could ricochet off these bars and go into the crowd, so please put your guns up.
He loosened the blast pistol in the holster, and then, as an afterthought, checked to see that it was cocked and on stun and no flame. But he was convinced he was in no danger. Turl had a collar on and was chained, and while it wouldn't be wise to get within physical reach of him, the only thing Turl would try would be some antic from the apparent mood he was in. The door lock worked more easily than it used to. Someone must have oiled it. He opened it. There was an intake of breath from the crowd. Johnny's attention was not for the crowd. Turl roared.
Quit clowning, Turl,
said Johnny. Turl promptly did, and hunkered down against the back wall, his amber eyes evilly amused.
Well, hello, animal!
The parson's voice rapped out from somewhere in the crowd.
He is not an animal!
Johnny hadn't realized the parson spoke Cyclo.
I see,
said Turl to Johnny,
that somebody clawed you up! Oh well, it happens when one is stupid! How'd it happen, rat brain?
Be civil, Turl. What do you think you were doing in this cage?
Oh, that Chinko accent! Try as I would, I could never make you into a polished, literate being. Very well. If it's courtesy you want, and as you speak Chinko, why, forgive this ignorant intrusion of speech into your lordly earbones.
He was going to go on with a string of the old Chinko abasements. Then he laughed viciously.
Answer the questions, Turl.
Why, I'm...
blank. And he said a cyclo word Johnny had never heard before.